All right, joining me on this week's Press Box podcast, Damari Carroll, the former Missouri Tiger. Damari, congratulations on going in the first round of the NBA draft. I know Mizzou fans back here in the state pretty pumped up to hear your name.
Thank you.
You know, you started out at Vanderbilt in Nashville. Now you're picked 27th by Memphis. You return to the state of Tennessee. You've sort of come full circle. Have you been to Silky O'Sullivan's yet on Beale Street to see the drinking goats?
No, I haven't been there yet. hopefully I get to go when I get back. But, you know, I just try to go there and meet the staff and meet some of the fans. And hopefully when I go back, I can get to go on Beale Street.
Take us back to Friday night. You put in all the work in front of the NBA scouts. You talk with the teams. The draft begins. Are you nervous at that point, waiting to see where you'll be picked? Just give our listeners a sense of what you're thinking that day.
Actually, you know, it was three teams that was in the process of getting me in the first round. And, you know, certain things had to happen for me to go to certain places. And, you know, my agent would call me, doing certain numbers of the draft, and he was just letting me know. He said, this team does this, they're going to pick you, you know, in the later first round with this pick. So, you know, the first two teams, it didn't work out, so I got kind of nervous. And then, you know, down to, like, one team. Then Memphis picked me, and I was just happy to be a Grizzly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people in the media will always ask guys who get drafted and, you know, they'll ask them about the, you know, the team they're going to and what they think about the team they're going into. But I would have to think on draft day, you're just happy to be picked up by somebody. It doesn't matter if they had, you know, 50 wins or 15. You're happy to be in the NBA, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, that's the ultimate goal growing up, you know. Wanted to play the highest level of basketball you could possibly play, and I think the NBA is that. So, you know, just to be able to be picked, to be able to go into a franchise and hopefully turn around, that's what I like to do. I like challenges like that. So hopefully, you know, like I did Missouri, I came in and helped that team and went to Elite Eight. Hopefully I can do the same for the Memphis Grizzlies.
At what point this spring did you start getting a sense that you were a first-round pick, in terms from, you know, NBA scouts?
I think that all happens, like, you know, like my uncle always says, people love winners. You know, when we started winning, I started getting a lot of the more feedback. And, you know, we were seen on the national scene. Then, you know, we won the Big 12, and then we went to the Elite Eight and so on. And then I got MVP of Portsmouth. So all that, that's when I got MVP of Portsmouth. I knew I had an opportunity to go from second round undrafted to possibly the first round.
Yeah, you went up there. It was a spring league up there in the Northeast. Your uncle, Mizzou basketball coach Mike Anderson. By the way, we're talking with Damari Carroll, former Missouri Tiger, now first-round draft pick of the Memphis Grizzlies in the NBA. He always referred to you and your teammates as blue-collar workers, you know, guys who scrap and claw and fight for loose, you know, balls and, you know, get dirty. Is that what NBA scouts saw and liked from you, that tenacious effort?
Yeah, see, most of the NBA scouts I talked to, they always say that they watch me and they know what I bring to the table, but they wanted to see, you know, me in a one-on-one set and see my skill set. And, you know, I think that really kind of impressed them. Is, you know, you really can't tell them the way I play my skills from just watching me on one game. So when they brought me in, they was kind of impressed by, you know, how I was able to handle the ball and how my jumper improved and, you know, how I improved from my junior year to my senior year. So they were just impressed by that because they know I'm always going to play hard and I'm always going to do the little things. So, you know, my skill set kind of helped me out a little bit too. So it just took it to another level.
You're going to be going from playing, you know, 40 games to 82. What will you have to do to condition your body for the longer season? Because I think rookies probably hit a wall at some point, but has anyone given you any tips or what's your off-season workouts going to look like?
You know, I sat down with the strength coach, and we talked about it a lot. And, you know, one of the main things is you can't do the same things you used to do in college. You know, some days you might have to make sacrifices and say that you know, you're going to go home and go to sleep instead of going out and hanging with the fellas, especially being a rookie. But, you know, it's all about, you know, maintaining your body, getting treatment, and hopefully getting a lot of rest and eating good. So hopefully I can change my nutritious diet and get more sleep and hopefully that'll help me in the long run.
Well, I'll give you one tip. Stay away from that Memphis barbecue. That stuff is good.
Yeah, I heard about it.
The Grizzly took Hashim Thabeet from Connecticut with the number 2 pick overall. Damari, you held him the 5 points. As you mentioned, that Elite 8 game that UConn beat Mizzou. Have you had a chance to talk to Thabeet about that game?
Yeah, you know, every time we go out, all the Memphis fans will come up to me and they'll be like, you know, we don't like you, but we're happy to have you, you know, to be here because we beat Memphis Tigers. And then Thabeet, he'll be like, you know, they'll be like, oh, Damari, you're such an awesome player, blah, blah, blah. And then Thabeet will be like, if you think he's awesome, I'm awesome because we beat them. You know, it was one of them things. But it was all in fun and love, and, you know, he never let – every day he'd been pounding in my head how they beat me.
Yeah, you know what, that's right. I mean, you guys kind of got rid of Memphis there so easy. I forgot all about that that angle of it. So, hey, well, Damari, listen, you've always been gracious and level-headed guy, and we wish you the best of luck in Memphis this upcoming season. And I know Mizzou fans will be following you. Now that the Tigers have some big shoes to fill with losing you and Leo Lyons, how good are those guys going to be?
They should be good. You know, it's all about their mindset. And I think, especially me going in the first round and being drafted, I think I kind of inspire every one of them kids because, you know, they send me a lot of text messages and just said now they're working harder than ever because now they're seeing that, you know, NBA is not all about just talented guys going, the most talented guys. It's about some, about the hard workers. And I think they're finally realizing that. So hopefully they just continue to work hard and improve their skill set, that they'll be in the NBA just like me.
Well, I tell you, you're a great role model for those guys. I mean, that program turned around quick with your uncle and certainly what you did on the court. And I know Mizzou fans appreciate that. Damari, thanks for your time, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.